No, certainly not, Dermot. Like at any, I suppose, later stages of any competition, the better sides are normally in it, and this is no, this is the same this Sunday. I don't know a hell of a lot about Kilnamana, but I know they've quite a few League of Ireland or ex-League of Ireland players and household names, so they will have that experience and that bit of quality that from their League of Ireland days. So we know we're in for a big game, and I think home advantage is key. But at the same time, it's not a given, you know.
Yeah, because that's the way it turned out in the last round as well. You had home advantage, Gavin. Ended up having to make the journey to Cork for the replay, but managed to come away with the win.
Yeah, I felt against Middleton at home and away were probably, no, they were definitely our best two performances of the season. We were really up and at it in the two games. I think in the second half against at home, we created 5-6 scoring opportunities, put the ball in the net a few times. You know, we've done really well and played really well and took a lot of encouragement from that. Going down to Middleton, we then went down to Middleton without a couple of our big players, and a couple of young lads came into the team and acquitted themselves brilliantly, and have been in the team since. And we had a great result and a fantastic result. There's not many clubs from Donegal at any level go to Cork and get a result, so we were delighted with that one, you know.
And how are you fixed this weekend then, Gavin, in terms of team-wise? Everybody okay?
Yeah, well, I'm suspended myself, and Lee McColligan suspended. We're just sweating on Jason Breslin and Adam Duffy, two important players. Jason's been brilliant for us, one of our most consistent players over the last 5 seasons since I've been in charge, and he's been brilliant. So he would be major to have him back, and Adam's just getting back to fitness again with a knock to his knee in a friendly. And again, he's a top player coming from Fanharp, so having the two of them available would be a major boost, and if they're not available, it would be a big shoes to fill for somebody else, you know.
And you added to your squad this week, I think you signed a goalkeeper, Young Houghton?
Yes, I signed Young Daniel Houghton. He was with Derry City under-19s. I had my eye on him for, you know, just watching him develop at Derry and stuff like that, and hoping that he would become a senior goalkeeper, because he has all the attributes of physique for it. You know, whatever happened, it didn't go his way. He signed for Cardona about 2 months ago in the National League, and I was surprised to see that, but at the same time, he understood that he wanted football. So he played about 4 or 5 games for Cardona in the National League, so he's been playing games. I've brought him in. We've lost Harry Doherty to Carrick Rangers. We wish him all the best there in the Irish League. So we had to bring in another goalkeeper anyway, so... In fairness to Daniel, the minute I rang him, he was up for it and he wanted to come in. So it's competition with places. We have another young goalkeeper there called Owen Jordan who played the last 2 games and done very well. So basically the two guys will go toe-to-toe as such, training and see who plays at the weekend, you know.
Well, hopefully, just like Bunagee, Gavin, you'll be hoping for a big crowd and another great occasion this Sunday. And things are going well in terms of initial own football, because, you know, last weekend you had the two big results for Buncrana Hearts and Greencastle in the FAI Junior Cup. It's all looking very positive.
It is. The two, Buncrana and Greencastle, the two massive results last weekend. I'm not too sure if they were both expected they won or get a result, but... The fact that the two of them won, you know, and have got into, I think, the latter stages of FA Junior Cup all augurs well for football. And as we know, there's a lot of talent on the show, and there's a lot of ability and good players, you know. And sometimes, you know, you're sort of you're wondering, you know, can some boys push on up the levels like a bit more, yeah. You know, and should be doing that. But at the same time, there's a lot of young lads at Derry and Harps at the minute that are flying as well. And earlier on this season, I think that the Regions Cup team, I think, that defeated Leinster, I think there might have been 7-8 started the game from Minnesota, which was, you know, brilliant as well and great to see and long overdue. So there is a lot of ability in here, and getting, you know, 3 clubs at the latter stages of national competitions is, I suppose, key to putting Minnesota on the map as well.